Okay.
Good.
5:06 p.m., 1800. I'd like to call the meeting to order for Tuesday, February 13th, 2024. I could please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call. Board Member Davis.
Present.
Board Member Million.
Present.
Board Member Stone.
Here.
Alan Rogers here. We go to a quorum. Welcome to Chief and all our guests. We will be, with everyone's permission, moving item 11A up next to swear in the new board member. Is everybody okay with that?
Yes.
Okay, Chief?
Okay, sure. If you'll stand for me, please.
I will do.
And then raise your right hand, please.
Okay.
State after me. I state your name.
I, Sherlyn Prosh.
Do solemnly swear,
that I will support the Constitution of the United States,
and the Constitution and the laws of the state of Arizona, and I will bear true faith, and allegiance to the same, and defend them against all enemies, foreign and domestic,
and I will faithfully,
and impartially discharge, the duties of the office,
of the governing board,
according to the best of my abilities. So help me God. Welcome.
Hey,
thank you.
Welcome aboard.
I never thought I was back in the day.
All right, next item on the agenda, Chief's Reports.
So behind the Chief's Reports tab, you'll see the Chief's Report for January. So two new applications received during the month. Our manpower is currently at 100%. We've added a couple new people as well to go forward with it. Engine 568 and tender 566 repairs continue. The district training for the month of February for EMS is respiratory emergencies. On the fire drills is a continuation of hydrant evolutions for our new members. Under procedures, the image send and target solutions are at 5%. Community service during the month of January, February 2024, we assisted over 72 citizens. Schools and events, the fire drill was conducted for the month of January. And on the back page, you will see the grant submissions going well. We're still working off the ESRAC grant for the radios that we received funding for $80,000. So that's the fire chief's report. I'll go on with the staff report, which is right behind it. Of the 281 calls, or nine a day, we wrote 162 reports, one vehicle fire, one rubbish fire, one rescue incident, one medical assist EMS, I'm sorry, four medical assist, 25 emergency medical calls, 93 EMS calls other than vehicle accidents, one gas leak, under service calls others, we have five, person distress one, animal problems one, public service two, police assist or government agency is one, police matters one, public assist services four, invalid assist five, and then dispatch a canceled route was four, steam or gas leak or mistaken as a gas leak or smoke was one, smoke scare was one, false alarms were four, local fire alarms, malicious were one, bad detectors activated was one, smoke detectors activation no fire, unintentional was two, and smoke detectors for one, and we had one special incident event, which was a standby for APS at High Chaparral for a bad meter for a total of 162. Next page, you'll see a breakdown of the fractile response time. Of those 281 responses, 278 were in district with a fractile response time of 3.84 minutes with a mean response time of 3 minutes. And we did have three out of district. Again, those three out of district, fractile response time, average time 4.3 with a mean response time of 5 minutes. Next page shows the breakdown of those. Again, our sweet spot continues at the 3 to 4 minutes. For 102 calls, followed by 4 to 5 minutes with 55. And those are the fire chief and staff reports for the month of January and February.
All right, thank you, Chief. I have a motion to accept those reports.
I move.
I'll second.
Motion by Board Member Million, second by Davis. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Do we have any correspondence, Chief?
Many thank you cards for service during the month.
Okay, thank you. Consent agenda. Do we have a motion or any questions on the consent agenda?
What's that?
No questions?
I have no questions.
What are you asking?
Asking for approval of the consent agenda.
What is the consent agenda?
It's
number eight on here.
Oh, I don't have that. That's why I asked.
There are copies up here. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Can I ask a question on this? Mm-hmm. Who is it approved by?
I second.
Board Member Davis.
Approved.
Motion.
Mr.
Second.
Chairman.
Sir.
Who are these approved by?
These are approved by the board.
By the board?
Yes, sir.
As a group or individual?
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Not allowed to ask a question?
I'm here. Rules of procedure.
You can look up Robert's Rules of Order.
Exactly.
Yeah, look it up. You can ask questions when you're on a motion.
All right, we are to call to the public now. Mr. Younger, you're up, sir.
I would like to know something before you start my 2 minutes. I said that
Reiterate from last month's understanding, as soon as you get to the podium, the time is going to start.
Okay, then I'll stand
over. No, it's going to start. You've been recognized. You're going to start. It's going to start now. I'm telling you right now.
Here.
You don't have to entertain anything outside your 2 minutes.
Here. I was told I had to send this in to you board members, mm-hmm. even though you keep on ridiculing me. I asked for things to be posted on this agenda. Why weren't they? And it was sent in and signed, as you see, by a witness that you received it. Why isn't it on the agenda? I'm asking a question. Somebody answer me. You're going to use up my 2 minutes?
They're not forced to accept it. You can request a response and answer directly.
No. When I turn in a special request to have an item on the agenda, it is supposed to be posted on the agenda.
That is not true, sir.
It is according to your own rules.
The board members can post agenda. That's all.
You can post it, but if I want to have something talked about, I have to write a special letter to you people to have it posted. Now, I want to know why it wasn't posted. I gave it to you plenty of time.
It will be considered by the board. But the board members can post an agenda item.
Then why do I have to send a special letter requesting?
Anybody can request, but it is an agenda item posted by the board.
Are you telling me that these are not important items that I gave you?
I'm not saying anything other than the board members can post an agenda item.
Are you telling me that the community isn't able to find out if there's any present lawsuits against the fire department?
That's not what I'm saying. If there are questions, please ask the chief.
Is there? Those are the questions I ask. Is there?
If
yes
you have
or
questions,
no?
Please ask the chief, sir.
The chief's got Time's nothing up. To do with it. You are the board.
Time's up.
Thank you, sir.
Boy, you guys are just digging a hole.
Mr. Olchek.
I'll bring in a book of Robert's Rules of Order for you.
I hope you don't interrupt me. and I'm hoping that you'll cut me time I get interrupted. I appreciate the fact that the board has come about and restructured itself, reorganized itself so rapidly. I'm very happy to see a quality board of people with an extensive resume of public and community service in various different levels, from education on, military service, you name it, and other areas of the fire department in the past. and that's it. And I'm here officially representing veterans of Arizona City, with seven of our board members also, because we've worked hard at a lot of patriotic spirit in our community. And what you do as a board is extremely important to all of us, that you be united in spirit and work together, and that you do not succumb to bullying as in the past, or that you do not bully others also as in the past. I'm glad to see that there's a common sense approach to it, and I wish that people would learn the proper procedures and rules of order. It's not just Robert's rules, it's looking at the bylaws of the fire department and understanding when you submit something to the board, and if you want a response, you request that response with your submission, and if they don't want to put it on the agenda, they will discuss it amongst themselves when they get it, and they'll tell you why they didn't put it on the agenda or why it may be done in the future. They will respond to you on the request for a response. But if 20 people just gang up and throw things out and put it on the agenda, this thing would be 5 pages long. We can't come in here and martial law this board. They're here to do work for our community. We can't hamper them with demands upon them, because we will encumber them with things they're not here to do. And if there's litigation going on, they aren't forbidden by law to respond to answers on litigation. And I know there are members here that are former employees that are in litigation, and you can't demand those answers here. And if you are, then you need to disclose who you are and what your particular motive and agenda is, because that isn't fair either.
Thank you, sir. All right, thank you. Ten, old business, Chief.
So we were able to meet with Walker Armstrong again at the annual conference in Laughlin. We went out again to bid to put a proposal out to him. Unfortunately, we're just a small district, so we're not getting a lot of hits. We've met with them at Walker Armstrong. We're going to give everybody 30 more days. If not, we're going to bring Walker Armstrong in for the March meeting, and then we'll let the board make the decision at that time. But of the 5 bids that went out, we've only received 1 request for proposal back from Armstrong, Walker Armstrong. So I'll have more about that next month.
Okay. Thank you, Chief. Questions? All right. Next meeting date, March 12th. And any items from the board to Chief by March 5th? Anything else?
Mr. Chairman, I did that. How come they weren't addressed?
From the board. Any other things the board needs? Questions?
Comments? No, sir.
All right.
He's on vacation, just so you know.
Motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion.
Board Member Davis, seconded by Board Member Fry. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries 5-0. What time do we have?
18:13.
18:13. Thank you all.